Adventures in Pathfinding. This podcast is a live recording of friends drinking beer, playing Pathfinder, and cracking wise. One of them barely understands the rules, one of them is constantly fighting falling asleep, two of them are brothers, and the other one hates the theme to Baywatch. We take you now to Adventures in Pathfinding.
So, should we just...
I said share that.
Okay, well, first off, I guess now it is apparent that we have listeners. I'm probably as weirded out by that as you guys are.
I knew people would listen.
Well, because this sucks.
Awesome.
This sucks for the most part.
My grandma likes us.
Grandma's a nice lady. She leaves all those reviews. And I guess speaking
Thanks,
of that,
grandma.
If you are listening and you like the show, leave your positive or negative comments in the comment section. Or just don't say anything at all.
Comment section where?
Or a review.
Where?
I haven't looked at
it.
At
the bottom.
At the bottom of what?
At their website.
You can comment on the blog.
Yeah. What's the website? What's the address?
I have no idea.
I've never been there. No.
If they're listening to this,
go
they
no, it's like Adventures of... If you just type in Adventures of Pathfinding in your favorite search engine, Google, and it'll work fine.
Adventures in Pathfinding.blogspot.com.
Yeah, thank you.
Or on iTunes.
Thanks. So when we...
Or, you know what, hey, anywhere, I don't care. Make a website about how much you like the show.
Yeah.
That'd be hilarious.
Just type into Google, I like Adventures in Pathfinder.
No, but then we
had five stars.
That weird, creepy fan, like, in Flight of the Conchords, like they had.
Oh, she's on Daily Show now.
Yeah, she's funny. Her character in Bob's Burgers is funny.
Kind of freaky, yeah.
But, okay, so we're going to do the...
She was our only listener.
We're going to do the recap.
Sorry,
and,
okay.
We're going to roll D20, see who does it. It's going to be between all of us and Bianzo, whoever does the recap. Who's it? Oh.
And David Kilo.
Oh. And it's Beyonce. Okay, we'll see who's doing it.
Oh, it's David.
I thought you said you were going to do it.
Yeah, I didn't.
Oh, okay.
Roll the die.
Well,
I did have to roll the die.
Okay. Let's see. We went to a cavern where the...
table.
Bandits.
The bandits. That's right, thank you. The bandits were, and apparently the guy whose dick got slapped off, but didn't really, was part of them.
And his poor wife, who was probably just suckered into it.
And so on the way there, we saw a bear who had been killed with his own claw. And
Gary.
It said Gary was here. Then after that, we made our way to the tavern.
Doing shit like that.
Yeah, he does that.
And there was an unholy pyre of... bandits burning.
That I just had to put out.
That I tried to put out, but then we got a fight, died, and then edited that part out, and then started over.
Well, Cameron died.
And I died.
Twice.
I died too.
Yeah, the first time David and Cameron died.
So then we fought these three people magically became one guy, and then we fought him.
I hate that guy.
Cameron died again.
Who did? You.
Oh, Snorlax.
Well, you went unconscious.
Snorlax.
Now internet people are going to know my real name.
It says it right on the description.
Yeah, and also on Facebook, your girlfriend broke up with you because of this, I thought. So,
yeah.
We all know. Tyler, will you give me the bottle?
So then we were in there. We did this awesome thing where we tricked this bandit to come down the hallway. And I think Cameron bashed his head open.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
That's all he does.
And then Eric did a fake voice to get his friend to come down. And then we did the same thing to him. And then...
Which he rolled pretty high for that, if I remember right.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome.
That was pretty...
I don't know. I don't even think it has any role.
I think you had to do a bluff check or something.
Yeah. Well, it fooled him.
I had a line.
And then we had... And then we came across these guys on the other side of a bridge... Someone's phone went off, and then they cut down the bridge, and I think I was, like, flying to attack one of them, or they ran off or something like that.
Yeah,
I think we killed one, and one ran off.
Yeah, he ran off.
And now I have to shuttle everybody across the river.
Good.
Or the chasm.
Unless there's another way to get across.
Nope.
Watch your language. You don't know who's going to be talking. Stop talking about chasm.
Oh, that's right. Don't forget, we forgot the part where Cameron corrected David. That's actually what we edited out, was him correcting you. Cavern and
it's
cave.
Not a cave.
No, it's on there.
I like cavern because it sounds like Cameron.
Okay, so yeah, that about sums it up. Where we left off.
And I found mithril armor and a +2 great axe.
I don't remember
I've been reading the equipment guide.
I remember that happening.
And the fortress thing.
I had the bone fortress so I can make money.
Alright, so just let me here edit the map a little bit. Just with my amazing drawings.
Did we finish the combat we were in or no?
Yeah, well,
yeah,
they ran
off. That guy took off.
Oh, yeah, because we leveled up, right?
Yep. Oh, yeah, we're level 2 now.
Yeah, you dinged. You dinged right there.
All of a sudden, right after that experience, we're all like, hey,
the
we
DM
all know a whole lot more.
Didn't do his homework. Like
quickening.
Because he works too hard, works too many hours.
Queen
should never have agreed to do this.
Well, you should quit.
No.
I
can quit. Here we are. I want Eric to play. 1, 2, 3, 2.
Hey, when we level,
I don't know what you're saying.
We go to max hit
points.
Like
one
in
from
any game ever.
I tried to watch Highlander. It was horrible.
DM. The movie or the series?
The show.
Dustin. Well, after we level, do we
did
go
you watch
max
it?
Hit points?
Yeah, my one friend was like really into it.
Well, what are you guys at? I mean,
I tried
you...
to watch it recently.
Isn't he dead?
Probably.
No,
probably
he's still alive.
Oh,
no.
Still
alive?
Then again, I had to make my way
lives.
Through all Star Trek and Next
Generation.
Oh,
no, I went back to 9 HP, which was my max. But now I leveled them at 17 after rolling a 7 and adding my...
You know what? I guess. That's, I'm okay with that, actually.
I haven't
that's
been
fine.
Hit yet.
Yeah. Well, I know it was 0 flying away.
I've been hit yet either because I'm so cute.
and stealthy.
You want to hit Werewolf me?
Actually, Ragnar did hug you so hard you lost the point. I forgot to...
But I got it where it counts,
right,
fella?
Yeah.
Yes. I don't know what we talked about. All right,
so,
Pathfinder.
Yeah, go ahead and we'll just have everyone go back to the mix.
All right.
No idea what sexual windows are.
What? What's sex?
What is sex?
Oh, and also we found a bunch of things with six fingers, which may have something to do with...
with whose?
Background.
Father's murderer?
It could be mine.
Oh, you're right. Could be.
All right.
So, was your dad into some crazy stuff? Or just
he kept his life secret from me. Mm. Besides playing baseball out back.
What's baseball?
Really talk.
Yeah, what is...
Oh,
is that like stickball?
It is.
What's stickball? I'm just making words up.
What Karamrod does in his private time there. Not Eric.
Karamrod is another name for Cameron, who a.k.a. Snorlax.
I saw a car the other day with...
Alright, so yeah, you guys are... Yeah, that's great. The story's great. Anyway, you guys are...
That's a great story, guys.
You guys are right here at the foot of the bridge. You can move your minis here if you want.
Oh, this is the bridge right here?
Yeah, that was the bridge.
Okay, I see.
So,
I'm on the other side.
Apparently, he's in them.
Alright, yeah, you can handle me.
I gotta get closer. I'm running out of crossbow bolts. I only have 15 left. I can almost hit stuff with them. I'm down
I was on the other
28.
Side.
28.
And this one's you?
Nope.
Yep.
No.
That's how far across. Ooh, wow.
Yeah, it's a hard ice. So
I'm gonna see if I can jump it, but I don't think I can now.
Yeah, the bridge is hanging down onto your guys' side.
There.
Yeah, there's like a bit. Mostly, it's about what is it? Roughly 30 feet. Yeah, 30 feet across. You can see that there's water coming through a tunnel sort of down here, and it's kind of like it looks like over the centuries, it's just sort of carved its way through this cavern, and it's gone, and it sort of drops down here, and just sort of runs off. You can hear the water rushing, and it sounds like it's really roaring down to the left here, down that area.
Like a waterfall, maybe?
Possibly.
Hmm. I've been told never to
chase
them.
Yeah.
Hey, Oyla, could you possibly fly down...
Don't drown yourself.
Tie a rope to the bridge and fly it back up and just
retie. I really doubt I'm that strong. I don't, what kind of bridge is it?
It's a rope bridge.
Oh, it's a rope bridge?
It's a rope bridge with wood planks.
Yeah, remember he cut it off?
Yeah, but those wood planks, am I that strong?
It's pretty heavy. I mean, it's...
That's too heavy.
Yeah.
But I have been going back and forth from the ocean with a jug full of water trying to put out a fire.
Well, how about we go to the narrow part and can I just fly them back and forth? What kind of trick would that be?
Can we just jump across?
Yeah, it's like 5 feet. It's supposed to be 10. I apologize.
You're little. I can probably fly you easy.
Yeah, I have some pretty big strength.
Right on your back.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I could just saddle on you. Strength.
Oh, you can just throw them across.
That wasn't a no.
I have a strict saddle.
Not by the hair.
So what do you guys want to do? Do you want to jump or do you want to try?
I'm offering to help fly people across at the narrow. We should go to the narrow part.
I
want to
ride on the strict's back with my legs around his head. And I want to get a cowboy hat, and when we go across, I'm going to go, yee-haw!
10 feet, right? I'll just jump it.
No, come over here. This isn't 10 feet.
No, we're nowhere right here.
Well, then move.
Can I do can I do a perception check just to kind of get, like, if I can hear
fantastic.
Anything weird besides the water?
Yeah,
you
can
actually. And or looking around to see if maybe, like, what's over there?
Yeah, okay, you rolled a 20. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay. What do you see?
Yeah. Tell me what you
want
to see.
I want to use diplomacy on the water.
Make it go away.
That's 25.
25. All right, over here you can see that there's basically just more coral and that there's nothing.
Also, it's coral. Okay.
Yeah, there's nothing else in this area.
So, like,
there's the wall. I'm just my terrible map skills. But it's just basically a wall, like, where you came, entered in through the wall, and then there's the hole that drops down for the water.
So there's a path by the water?
No. There's basically just the water descends and there's nothing else over here.
So
I apologize
this is,
for my
so horror. This is basically just cut off. Right?
Yeah, exactly. Here. Over here, you can see that there's basically, it just gets darker. You can see a little bit of the coral illuminating the area over here, but not enough to really make out anything. You can tell that the path kind of starts to twist.
Oh, it's twisting there, okay.
Yeah, and you don't hear anything else. And you definitely smell bodies burning still.
Okay. Well, you two should try to jump across. I could probably fly you since you're smaller.
Okay.
I will.
It's funny because I probably have the highest acrobatics.
Oh,
so
yeah,
I'd rather be the safe way.
Okay. Well, I'm sure I'm gonna have to make some kind of roll. So who knows?
I only have.
Okay.
Plus five
I guess we can just make it a like a really small strength check for you.
How about we just go take it?
Oh, you just throw
20.
Me across.
Okay. Yeah, that's enough to move a halfling. All so right. You guys safely go over. Then you may owe him like a tip or something. So
you just be my
you guys were gonna attempt to jump.
Yeah.
Like
okay.
Giant.
Go and give me an acrobatics check.
I'll run and jump.
Ooh.
Let me
what
see
is
what
your
acrobatics is. Nothing. So let me see.
What's
that
your dex?
Is still a 3.
Okay. You.
Yeah. What's your dexterity bonus?
My dexterity.
So you have, okay. So you have nothing towards acrobatics, correct?
I don't think he has it filled out. You can do it.
So what do you see if you doing it right?
Yeah, it's a 3 plus your dex bonus. So he actually got a 4.
Oh. You're going
to
die.
Go ahead and make
and
a reflex.
And to be
reflex
nitpicky, you also got to put in your armor.
It should be plus your
and
roll.
Well,
so it's a 3.
Ooh, yeah. Another plus.
You get a penalty for wearing light armor?
Yeah. All right.
19.
Okay. All right.
What are we doing?
I just made a reflex save to see if you could at least grab the ledge. So yeah,
you're
able to grab the ledge just barely.
Do I need a strength check to see if I can pull myself up?
Is he fat enough that he just kind of wedges himself in between them?
And how Tyler can just cross.
Yeah.
Like, no. Hey, thanks, buddy. Yeah, you can pull yourself up.
Okay.
So. Hey, good job. You nearly swept away.
I'm gonna kind of do a somersault across because.
Really?
Oh yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
You don't make any sense. 15 enough?
Yeah, that's enough.
All right.
Nice.
All right, he does some, like, fancy...
Do it with a mini. Do it with a mini.
Whoa!
Now I knew what he's talking about.
Jumped so high that he almost hit his head on the ceiling. Okay, so you guys all safely made it across there.
Woo!
All right, let's go after the guy ran down here, right?
Yeah.
All right, let's go.
I would like to do a stealth check.
Okay, you guys, all of you guys go ahead and give me another perception check. This
Yeah, I don't think mine's going to matter.
24.
Okay. You hear a click, like a loud like metal kind of snapping together, and you hear it about 6 times after that, and then it's quiet.
Where?
It came from this direction here.
Do you guys hear that?
No.
I think I did.
I hear nothing. I hear water.
Was that like a door shutting and locking, possibly?
Well, I hear it 6 times. I would say it sounds like they are setting traps, would be my first guess.
Oh, okay.
Maybe they're making swords
for
us.
What I pictured was, like, them moving the walking.
Yeah, I see.
Like, they're really paranoid, like an old grandma. I know.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Possibly.
Could be.
The traps.
The first thing I hear was
traps.
So.
I have disarm trap and trap finding.
Cool. Hopefully we get to use them.
All right, well, I guess before I draw the map, I'll let you guys decide where to go.
I can use diplomacy on the trap so they won't attack.
Hey, trap.
Just lead the way, Cameron.
Going down there.
Huh?
Lead the way.
Can I do a stealth check first And then,
Cameron's already...
Cameron ran up there going, la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la, does that scare me? La-la-la-la-la-la.
Okay, and you are half-orc, so you can see?
Yeah, we both have night vision, or dark vision.
I do not, so I'm hanging on to more relaxes.
Well, we can kind of see, though, right?
Yeah, because of the coral. It's nothing... There won't be really an issue.
How far do you think we would see about...
Well, do you guys
have
light?
I don't know. That's what we can see.
Yeah. You guys can see 60.
You guys see 60, no problem. These guys, I'd say, 30 to 40. Probably 40 is fine.
Okay.
We'll do 40.
Hey, last time, what did we decide my +1 against humanoids goes towards? To hit or to hurt?
To hit.
I thought we just to hit.
Okay, so you can tell that the path kind of winds down this way again.
I want to use my song to help Tyler sneak. And I want to say, sneak, 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 Tyler, nobody see him. Even though he's right behind you, that would probably be what happened if I
actually
see him.
I'm like, what?
What are you sorry,
talking
I don't
about?
Get that skill till next level, but I wanted to do it anyway.
Oh, you don't?
All right. you put on like a bunch of like glow sticks, and you think you're sneaky.
Well, don't you have like a +9 to that?
+8, yep.
All right, you take away 2 of the glow sticks, and you think you're sneaky.
Tell you what, I want to be sneaky.
Whoa! You are also sneaky because you're black. And it's dark in here.
Yeah, I get a +1 to it.
Racist,
no, like, literally, he's black. With wings.
That's a 13, 14, because it's in
dark. My armor.
Okay, Olmo, you're still seeing?
No, I'll be sneaky too, because everybody's like, I want to be sneaky too, guys! 18!
Alright, you think you're sneaky.
I'm not gonna play rogue anymore. The guy who sings too much.
Snorlax, what are you up to now that you've ran ahead and you're checking out? You can see. You want to tell your teammates what you see?
I'm right behind him. I know what he's
seeing. Yeah, what do I see?
Well, as I said earlier, you can kind of see it.
Yeah.
Just sort of the path just sort of appears off from here.
Are they just being stealthy back here? Or?
Yeah.
Oh, actually, mine would be 16.
I appreciate you following the rules. Everyone else is like 20.
Oh,
500. Yeah,
500. What do you need to, like, you have a detect trap? What is that? Like, is that just a feat?
You can just do a perception check and then tell me that you're looking for traps.
Alright. Well,
yeah,
you have a bonus to it. You should
actually,
do it.
It's trap finding, I'm sorry. It's not detect trap.
When he does his perception, he gets his level added into.
Oh, yeah.
Traps,
I saw what Paige's done. So this is a perception. I'm mostly looking
guys,
for traps as I peer down this hallway.
Okay.
So coral bright and shiny, guys.
You don't have to do the math for me.
Yeah.
You don't see anything.
I'll see if I can see any traps.
Oh, it was a
12.
7.
You also do not see anything. You don't see anything out of the abnormal.
Okay.
30 dead bodies.
So
our perception, nice. Let me look, guys. I'm close to the ground. 21.
Okay.
There's a lot,
though. Cyrus, you can just leave. We don't need you.
Yeah, I can't disarm him yet.
You can kind of, from that area, that's you. You can sort of notice.
Everyone's like, that's right there, guys.
A strange.
Right there.
From your vantage point, where you're at, you can sort of see, like, a strange. Maybe slit in the wall. Something's out of the normal there. It doesn't look like it's natural at all.
Well, guys, right there, the full of the vagina.
Well, go do what you do best with it.
Put semen in it.
I put flutes in it.
Wait, what was I'm sorry, I was looking
shoot
at
something at it.
So right.
Dare I say you make that pussy soon?
Are there any rocks? Are there
I'm
any like rocks on the ground or anything that I could
there's
pick
a little
up?
Bit of like rubble in that from just maybe the cave slowly eroding with all
I'd
the
like
moisture that it comes in from the, it's...
I'd like to pick up something like a boulder, like maybe like a bowling ball size, maybe a little smaller, more like bocce ball almost.
Okay.
And toss it over near that. Maybe
toss it at it directly or just...
Yeah,
add it.
You
add
want
it directly.
Add it directly? Okay, go ahead.
Roll.
Just go ahead and give me a roll.
5 plus... What, strength?
Yeah.
Okay, I got 19 for strength.
No.
Come on.
Okay. +4. Yeah. I don't do my homework, but I'm definitely not that bad. Okay, you throw it. It hits the wall, and it just sort of falls to the ground, and nothing seems to have occurred.
Did I hit it directly?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Nothing happened?
Not that you can notice.
Not that I can notice.
All right.
I will
that
point
might mean nothing.
Point out to Cyros that there's where the slit is, and he is really good at stealthing because I can't find him to tell him where it is. Cyros, where did you go? I thought
see,
my singing
this is
would
all your fault.
You.
He won't use that bathroom because of what he did.
Well, it's picked up.
Well, while we're waiting, I was watching Goonies yesterday on TV. Anyway, I watched.
First time I ever saw Goonies was because I woke up in the middle of the night with hives all over my body, and
first time I ever saw
Goonies. And it was all
I realized
on TV.
Goonies made it worse.
No, the first time I saw the movie, I was like, "This is a good movie." I think I was 12.
Really, you notice that the main kid is like in a cultural movie every like decade of his life.
Which kid? Oh, Sean
like,
Astin?
Yeah. He's like...
I was watching that guy today on Pauly Shore.
Yeah, he's like, he's Goonies. Then he's like Rudy in the one movie. Then
mm-hmm.
he's Samwise Gamgee.
Yeah. Is he in The Hobbit?
No.
No.
I don't think he was born yet, technically.
Yeah, but isn't Frodo in it for some reason?
Yeah, because they flash
like
the back kind of thing. Yeah.
A flash forward or flashback or whatever.
Yeah.
So, now that you're back from stealthing... Olmo had something he wanted to say to you.
Okay, there's a little slit up here about right here.
Okay.
Is
there any pressure plates that we see
around
here?
I tossed
a Snorlax threw a rock at it. It didn't do anything, but it might have been gas or something.
Like
but you seem to be good at that, and I won't sing this time to see if maybe you can concentrate a little better.
Yeah, let me go ahead and
I'll hum those.
Can I assist
I'm gonna re-stealth.
Tell them how the dark works.
First I'm going to re-stealth.
Oh,
which, okay, that is a 10.
You know what? Do you think you're stealthy?
I don't.
Okay.
I don't feel like, I'm not in my element today, is what I feel.
Dark cave?
Everyone's like, can you see him?
If somebody's going up there, it should be Cameron,
like or
Snorlax.
Like, don't tell me. This is a perception check to see if and for a fact it is a trap.
Okay, so you did move here?
Yeah.
Okay, you're done. I'm just kidding.
Okay,
hey.
So that is with
hey.
Plus... Something 20, that's a 22 altogether.
You notice immediately that there does seem to be some sort of strange rock. Several little, like, plates, maybe.
So I feel like I should go step on it then.
That's a good idea.
You know what?
Yeah.
I'm going to throw a rock on top of that pressure plate. Do you tell me about it?
I'm going to. Well, I don't really see it.
Oh, okay.
Guys. There's something strange up here, possibly a pressure plate.
I wish I were.
I would like to get closer to here and see if there's a way I can disable either device or both, if possible.
I'm guessing an arrow shoots out if you step on it.
Well, yeah.
What is this? Okay, so I'm sorry.
I'm
going
to try and disable,
ball.
Or maybe even take
how
a rock and lodge it in the here to where nothing could come out if it wanted to, or disable it, or do something to it.
Okay, or, I mean, otherwise, there's enough room here. You can just kind of walk around it.
Hell
no.
Like, takes up the whole,
yeah,
I just walked by it. Then.
Okay.
I was
going
to ask, how big is this list? Like, is it floor to ceiling, or is it just like, could you... Well, what I'm trying to say is, could you crawl under it?
This
part, yeah.
It's
so
about
like,
3 feet off the ground from the floor, so it's like head height for you.
I can just walk.
Yeah.
I don't get
a head check. Can I see if there's a way to disable it?
You should just
yeah,
crawl over it.
Perception check. Well, I'm sorry. Well, there's a disable trap. I was asking for a perception check. So.
I want a disabled device.
Okay. Well, then I was. Go ahead and give me a perception check.
Okay, well, perception.
That's not what you want to do. But
perception was 8.
Okay. But I will. Okay. Down the hall here, you can see that it just sort of keeps going. That's all you can see with the perception trap. You don't hear anything else. You still smell burning bodies, of course.
You can't see right up to 40 feet because of the coral lighting up the hallway.
Okay, and then you don't think there's any way to disable this trap. It's something you've seen before, but you know that basically just setting, you know that stepping on this plate is going to shoot. Something's going to come out of there.
Okay, can I maybe like just like lean forward, touch the plate with my toes?
Why don't you toss
a
rock on it?
Out?
Oh, wow, Cameron.
or drop a rock on it.
I don't think anyone said that like twice or three times.
Okay, I drop a rock on it.
Good job.
Okay,
yeah, go ahead.
Okay, well, here's the rock.
Well, Well, what size rock do you want to drop this thing?
Use the one that Cameron threw, or
I find the biggest rock I can lift up, so I know I have enough weight.
Okay. And you're going to step on it, holding the rock, right?
No, no, I'm going to drop the rock onto the pressure plate. I just want to see what comes out. And
all
also,
right.
If I leave the rock
go ahead,
there,
go ahead.
Will it remain...
All right, lava falls on you from back here. Jeez. There was a rug with a bear on it, like a bear rug, and it just gets ripped out from underneath you. There's pit traffic.
Whoa!
So...
Now, you see, like, a dart, like, some sort of, like, a tiny metal object kind of, like, just sort of eject out of here, smash it in this wall, and stick in there. Sorry. I won't, all right, I won't do sound effects either.
We need that black
No more voices, no more sound.
Okay, well, I left the rock on there, so
Winslow,
now, can it just stay as it's shot, and we can walk by, and no one can...
I don't know, let's find out.
I just walk by. Very
okay,
carefully.
How far are you going?
Just up to here, pass it.
Okay,
and that way I can turn around and say...
All right. Go ahead and give me a reflex save.
10. Oh, man. Have you rolled above a 10 today?
I have not.
All right. As you stepped there, you felt your foot depress onto something, and you take only 1 point of damage.
My foot is dead.
Yeah, you got all excited about the Sarlacc at one. You didn't think that there could be more.
It sounds like there's probably six.
I didn't hear six. I think I mentioned it, didn't I?
Mm-hmm.
And if I didn't, the DM.
All right, I would like to do another perception check. Looking for any other possible...
I'm going to take the dart out of the wall.
All
right. I have a dart now.
Hey, look at that!
Hey, that's a big one.
Perception, alphabetically, and that will be a 20.
Okay. Yeah, that's... Okay.
I'm standing on
You are looking for traps, correct?
Yes.
Okay, just to make sure, because you kind of have to tell me. All right, you can tell.
Is that 20 plus your...
17 plus. Or it's 20 altogether.
Including your thievery.
Trap sense.
Oh, no, then it's a 22. I'm sorry.
That, you do see the lava finally. Okay. All right, you can see with your keen eyes, after stepping on it, at least, that...
I'm going to rip my character so
there
can
are several traps just all the way down here. And then you can also see a device on the wall down here that you can identify as what the sound, the clanking.
Wait, hang on
a second. Yeah.
Are these the only pressure plates left, or is there more?
No,
down
I
here?
Just was being lazy, sorry. Basically.
I really want to try bowling and hitting them all. All right, I'm going to pick up.
Just
ignore. I'm going to pick up the boulder.
Like if they pick up the halfling.
Toss them under pressure.
And I want to
give you a bonus XP if you roll, Eric.
And I want to roll it, but like put a spin on it so it hits all these.
I don't even know how to apply that. one of your professions bowling? Is it I brew when I bowl?
I don't know. What can I?
I'll go up
with two, one in each hand, and then roll one straight down this way and one straight down this way and try to hit them all. All
right. Let me just do like a percentage. All right, go ahead.
All right. That's 19.
Okay.
I don't know what I add to that.
You
so,
can,
I'd do like an attack.
You guys watch this giant winged... black man roll these two balls like down like just like this like both arms just like exactly as if you were bowling and he sets off this one. You hear the dart go like you hear the dart shoot out. Sets off this one, same thing, just like ping ping ping, just back and forth.
Did I hit that one too?
No. That one you did not hit.
Okay, I go pick up all the darts. I have five.
Sorry, there's a lot of lava.
And then I want to go up to this lever thing and
I guess.
Can we?
Yeah, go ahead and give me a.
Do I want to pull it?
I don't know. I mean,
don't.
If you want to pull it, yeah, absolutely. Go ahead.
No, I think I'll just reset them all.
That's what my thing is coming to my head.
And I'm standing on one.
Yeah. Reset. Bing, 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 bing. Hey, nothing's happening. Well,
I'm
sick, guys.
I want to see what's up with this pressure plate or whatever it is.
You're gonna step on it?
No. Perception check.
You go say, hey,
oh, okay.
It's a 9.
Well, it looks similar to the ones that you had that you just tried to not step on.
Okay. I'm gonna, like, bunch down.
Here. So, like, crouch?
Yeah, like, well, okay. Like, on my
say, like,
on my stomach, and I'm gonna,
you're
like,
not gonna go into, like, the fetal position?
No. Okay. On my stomach, and, just, like...
Lay there?
Just, yeah, lay on top of it.
Okay. Alright, so, you, I guess, prone.
Yep.
On top of it. You just sort of, like, your chest bumping it. You're like, you're really pushing down there.
Guys, that bowling really warm out.
I think prone only works if you're on your back. Well, I think that's the definition of prone, anyways, to be on your back.
No, it's not on your stomach.
Is it?
Prone's on your stomach. Yeah, because like when you fire a gun, a sniper rifle, generally you're prone.
Is there a word for if you're on your back?
Screw. Missionary?
Laying down?
There you go.
Tired.
Anyway, okay, you feel, you can feel the pressure plate sort of depress. You can hear the same similar sound, the click of the dart as it comes flying over your head and strikes the wall above you.
All right, I grab the dart. Six right. darts.
She tried to grab it while I was shooting.
Oh, that would be awesome. I'm trying to grab one. No, I don't want to take damage.
You lose your hand.
You come down and caught it, guys.
Who wants a monkey paw?
Okay. So I stand back up. And I want to do a perception check down the hall. Or are you just going to draw it because I can see?
Okay. Now that you guys are a lot closer, especially Mr. Darkvision here.
Yep.
Only 10 feet above, you can see what appears to be a door.
I'll reset. Well, if that's what it does, maybe we shouldn't case someone wants to follow us. I have a feeling we'll forget when we're leaving.
I was going to say, let's just move slowly past
fire.
All of them so that if somebody starts chasing us later, we would run through them all and then they get caught by them.
Do you think you're that fast? Yeah. You do. All right.
I mean, personally. But to be honest, I'll probably die and then you guys run away.
That's sounds like any other adventure we've ever had.
Do you have a god, by the way, you worship?
Jesus Christ?
Yeah.
JC's not in this game, buddy.
Cameron,
there's a similar
kick the door
guy,
open. Let's do it.
But you wouldn't get any powers from
it. No. What's the door look like? Oh, da.
Door is metal.
So I'm like, whoa.
What you think is roughly maybe iron?
There is a
handle and a lock. A keyhole, I should say.
That's weird for a door to have.
I only got a 12.
Strange.
12 for what?
I would just repeat everything I just told you.
Okay.
It is floor to ceiling. There's no windows or anything.
I would check it for traps.
I'm going to
say loudly.
I'm going to
track it for traps.
So loud that people on the other side hear me.
Check it for chaps.
Check it for chaps.
This is perception plus 2, right?
Plus, yeah.
Plus 2 plus.
You're good at
hey.
Those.
So 14 plus 3 plus 2.
That's fine.
And you're for traps, correct?
Yep.
You don't see any.
Okay.
Appears to be just a normal door.
Snorlax, kick it open.
I walk up to the door.
It's locked, and it's
through
iron.
Through these things, don't step on
I
any pressure plates.
I go you don't
know
if it's locked yet.
Oh,
I tried to use the door handle. Does it open?
It's a hole for key. No, it's locked.
Okay.
pick the lock. You have thieves tools.
You actually
doesn't matter. I kicked the shit out of it.
You don't see any hinges.
Oh, here we go.
You're kicking it?
Yeah.
No, don't.
It's iron.
Iron.
It's Ivan.
Don't try to kick it. You're gonna get hurt.
Iron door.
What would that be under? Is that
I kick the iron door
when your teammates doubt you? That is
not enough. Is that
you sort of clank on it, you make a loud, reverberating sound.
Is that disabled device?
You guys go ahead and give me a perception check. Right?
Oh, shit, he's getting a good beat out of that door, guys.
Dubstep in the door. That's one, Tyler.
That's not a one, it's a
nine.
Seven. Plus three, it's ten.
Is that 13.
All I got for perception?
Right? Okay, you can hear... Just
I cannot
very...
tell what your dice roll.
So who rolled the highest succeed? I'm sorry. 13?
23.
He's not joking.
I got plus 8 to perception.
Jesus! You can hear like a scrambling. Like so, as if someone were snapping too and like maybe out of a chair or getting off the ground. And that's it.
Well, guys, who's ever on the other side knows that we're trying to bust in now. So,
does the door
prepare
open
yourself.
In or open out? Where are the hinges? Can I see the
you
hinges?
You don't see any hinges.
Oh, so the door opens in. So it should be easier
on the
to
ceiling.
Break.
It's a suicide cave door. Like, it opens.
Did you try to pick the lock?
It opens up.
I have not rolled
so it has a handle, but yet it opens up.
Actually, I was
wrong again.
It's
definitely not a suicide cave door.
Okay, because I don't know what that is. So it opens.
Suicide doors.
Well,
doors
before
open
we
up
open
them,
we better have like a plan. Oh,
the suicide doors.
Whatever
yeah.
is on the other side.
It's actually a DeLorean.
I have a pretty good plan.
Should have said that.
Let's murder it.
Let's murder the door.
Well,
right, so
I think me and Cameron will go
no?
run in.
No, you can't see any hinges on that side.
Okay.
He's going to pick the lock. I don't know what he's doing.
I could always try kicking it again.
I
want
to take my hammer and
can
beat
I pick
the handle
it?
Off.
Don't. Just let him pick it. He's got master work 20.
Master 12.
You picked the shit out of it.
Now kick it.
That's why it wouldn't open. All right,
you can hear with your fumbling around, maybe. Well, I guess a 20 didn't really fumble. All right, you kick the door.
Why are you keeping it open?
Did anything happen?
There's a handle.
I really wish you would have rolled the one right there.
Just open it.
Your shin splints.
I kicked the handle.
Your neck. Could you die? Yeah, you can hear the lock pop, and you know it's open.
Did he pop lock and then drop it?
He didn't drop
Christ.
It.
Just,
I don't even know.
All right, me and Snorlax, let's go kill some people.
Before we head in, I would like to try a stealth one more time.
Okay.
Somebody should heal me before I go in.
We went to full health.
Are you sure we did?
Yeah, Dustin said.
For my stealth check, I got
yeah,
the 25.
We go to full health.
I got
yeah.
Nice. I got
27
health.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, before we go into the store, do you guys want to eat?
Yes.
Take a break.
Is the food ready?
Yeah. I don't
yes.
have any. I don't know
oh.
if I have any rations.
Yeah, I'm hungry.
Write down. I don't know if you want.
Well, there's
to
no place to eat in town, so you're screwed.
I've got.
Do you guys have any rations I can borrow?
They have how many stores in that
Let
place? And no, there's not one restaurant.
You know what? You guys have to be honest, though, because I'm sure he'll be loved to cook you.
Hey, I got 25 for myself. Check that thing.
All right. So that's what we'll take the break at. 25 stealth roll, people.
All right, we're back.
You don't have to do it.
And we're back. Boy, am I full.
And we're back.
I really am.
That wasn't probably the best break.
We're going to go to Gary on the copter.
Gary on the helicopter.
I just killed a bear with his own paw.
I killed another one, dude.
Now I'm having sex with Cameron's love interest.
Right now.
Boy, is it good. Misty!
Right after
Misty.
I didn't touch it.
Don't lean back so much.
I'm relaxing. Don't
right.
tell me not to relax.
We can't hear you either.
Come on.
How about me? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
What about now?
Don't do that.
What about now?
What about them?
Think about everything.
Okay,
did.
So quick recap. You just popped the lock on this door,
and
you dropped
stealthy.
It like it's hot, apparently.
Drop it like it went hot. Stealthy. I was like, chill
and
down.
You, and then what was your stealth roll? 25.
25.
Right, you're lucky. I remember that.
I also have it on recording.
Okay. So,
I go into stealth and kind of step back and let her get
open that door.
Let's go
get
him. I got mage hand. I can push it open.
I run up to the door. I hold up my hammer, and then I gently open the door.
Oh, wait. Before we do that, I want to detect evil.
Pushing it. Okay. You're detecting evil?
Yeah. Because
okay.
I want to see if that guy that I smited with the cup. What was his name? You took the good notes.
Yank.
That was it. Yeah, Yank.
Kanye.
That's the one word he wrote down.
Is there a guy in here called Die Hard?
I don't think so.
I think there is. I remember someone named Die Hard.
Yippee-ki-yay?
I don't know.
That's his name. Just kidding.
And then his son's here too, Die Hard. Too.
Are you comfortable?
I
anyway.
Know. And his retarded son.
You do not sense. Three. You do not sense evil. All
right. Open it up.
I opened it up.
Okay. You push it open gently.
Yep.
All right. Okay, just for the sake of speed here, we'll just make it
ooh,
go this way.
Speed. Okay, we've covered meth, we've covered speed. What else we got?
Coke.
Ecstasy.
Was that like
delicious?
Delicious cocaine.
So good for you. I put a little bit of each of my pop.
I hate cocaine, but I love crack.
Hey, man, that's the same thing.
I actually don't know the difference.
I don't either.
I know you make
powder,
crack
one,
with, like, baking soda and...
Okay, this was you, right? The tiefling?
I'm the one with the holding up, yeah.
Okay.
One's on Breaking Bad.
Okay, so you... Okay, what is it? guys. We'll go on through the door.
Nothing will happen to you.
I go through the door.
Not yet.
I'm confident.
Okay, so,
my songs aren't refreshed for the day.
You guys open the door, and you see mostly what looks like the same. A little bit of coral glowing. You still hear the water, still smell the bodies. Making you hungry.
What's the point of the door?
I think we just need to go for it.
Just full on run.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not detect traps.
Put me in front. There you go.
All right, stop.
Can't believe you guys actually.
Don't stop. Keep going.
How's this gonna work? Go ahead and give me a.
You're gonna die.
I guess. Go ahead and give me a reflex save, Cameron.
Oh.
Damn!
Plus
I can't even see what it is.
16.
Plus.
Actually, no, sorry, sorry. Acrobatics.
Okay, 16.
What's your dex modifier?
Would it be reflex?
Oh, and you get a negative one for your armor, so it's just a 16. Yeah.
Okay.
16.
You step onto what you thought was solid ground.
Oh no.
And it sort of gives way, and you fall. Like a pit.
Reflex save!
And you take 3 damage.
And I'm in a pit?
Ah. Yes, you're in a 10-foot deep 16 pit. 16
wasn't high enough to
deep.
Save out of that?
Mm-hmm. That was just to basically have his damage.
-3
should have been a reflex save.
Wait, can I see him do this?
Yeah. Well, the acrobatics halves your damage. You can use acrobatics to have the damage of a fall.
Yeah, but you should get a reflex save to dodge away from the trap, too.
Okay.
Eh, whatever. He's on a pit now.
Can I see him falling and try to catch him?
He already fell. All
right.
It's too late.
Well, I want to go up to the edge and go, hey, buddy.
Don't
have a nice fall.
Hey, buddy, hole in one, huh?
I am going to
Cyrus,
try
what are you doing?
To... Shh.
I have a rope.
I'm going to try and climb up.
You're going to
try
to climb up? Okay.
I'll go help.
These walls are pretty... Yeah, you gotta climb it.
15?
Anyway, these walls are pretty...
You tack the walls with your hammer.
Yeah.
I lower my rope down to him.
Are you lowering your rope down?
I grab onto the rope.
I'm gonna take that back. I don't have a rope.
Will you guys give me a perception check?
I wrap my rope around me and think, comfy rope.
I don't perceive anything.
What? You don't perceive anything?
20, not natural.
Mine's a 7. Oh, there's 20 a
natural. 20.
You hear a loud clicking sound, but it's not similar to what the previous was, the 6 clicks that
you
described you.
okay,
it sounds actually a little more similar to like a door shutting and locking again.
Oh, okay. Is the door locked behind?
Is it stealth? Or is it stealth?
Nope, it wasn't. It was. I can tell you that you did not hear it from behind you.
As a rogue, I recognize that locking door sound.
Yeah.
Door's locked, guys.
Parents play in my room all the time.
Well, guess we left... Lost Snorlax. Let's keep going, guys.
I think I have a rope. I'm not sure. I usually...
Yeah, he's too big.
Can I just fly down?
I do have a rope.
He got, like,
well,
in
how
Homer...
deep is it?
10
like,
feet.
10 feet. Like when Homer Simpson fell in that...
That's a good point.
How is it 10 feet?
Like, I'll lay on my stomach and extend my hand down to
how
him.
Is the hole 10 feet deep?
Well,
I
mean,
know.
Like, how tall am I? Hold on. How tall am I?
I'll just put my hand down there and lift
you're...
him up.
I,
6'5".
I'm 6'5".
All right, if you have a, you know,
I'm almost to the top. I know right now I can
vertical.
Jump out of a 10-foot hole, and I'm 6'4".
Hey, Cameron, how about I put my hand down
you
and lift you up?
If you can jump 4 feet in the air
with my arms, okay. When you measure how tall I am, do you measure how tall my arms are?
I'm saying, roll.
I can touch a 10-foot rim on a basketball hoop.
Right.
I can grab the rim.
You're right. That means you can
okay,
do it.
Okay, so you hold down. You hold
I
down
can dunk.
Arm.
I can grab
okay,
one. Side
I'm
going
to attempt to jump up and grab his hand.
I don't think you need to jump.
I'm going to
He's like
grab
leaning down
hand.
To you, basically.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're going to pull me up. Do
yeah.
I need to roll? Okay, pull
no,
me
I'm
up.
Guessing I need to roll.
You know what? Go ahead and roll just to be, so I can be a douche. You die.
Awesome.
Yeah, actually, you were pulling a strength as well, so you actually pull him in.
That's a 20.
Okay, yeah, you lift him out of there, no problems. Did you take your 3 damage?
Yes.
Good.
Hey, buddy.
Okay, make little tiny snakes.
The 3
well.
Damage, you didn't let him
I hate snakes.
Maybe somebody should try to
no,
detect some traps.
But if he keeps
oh,
annoying me, I'm going to forget
oh,
about...
How did he annoy you?
I'm going to forget about rules more than I already do.
Oh. I'm going to go up there and jump across the hole.
Maybe
stealthily.
You should detect some more traps.
Ah,
it was only 5... It was only...
First of all, I recommended that the first time, and
somebody
you guys took off
on
a bull run. So, all right, I'm going to detect traps.
Yeah, I expected you guys to not get hit by any of these. It's fun.
I'll detect traps, too. Can I do that? Or just perception?
It's just perception.
Seems very safe.
I, too, will look around.
Hey.
I had a 19 altogether.
I got an 18.
I got 13.
Oh, I'm sorry. 18 altogether.
18. That's your perception.
I was going to keep adding numbers. Oh,
I subtracted numbers.
22, actually. Oh, wait. 30. I forgot. I'm a human.
Oh, and also from now on, I'm just kind of flying. I'm hovering above.
Ceiling's 10 feet high.
That's fine. I'm just like
no, you can do
an inch off the ground. No big deal.
Well, you got to keep moving at half your move speed to hover.
Okay.
You going to go forward?
No, I'm just...
Okay.
Oh, my God. Okay.
All this dust is getting in
Let's
your guys' eyes.
Let's stay focused here. What are we doing?
Massive.
We're going forward. I rolled a...
Yeah, I'm... Hey, you guys tell me what you want to do.
All of us
just
did a perception for 18.
Did
we detect any traps, DM?
No.
Okay, there we go.
All right.
Let's walk towards something.
Then let's go around the hole or above.
I'm going to fly over it.
Shoot.
I'll go around it. Go around it.
You want to get on my back and fly over it?
No, you got me a little dizzy.
Grab onto his ankles. Alright. So you guys are... Well, I guess he's got dark vision and he's moving around. He's can
see...
Is this going to lead right back to the waterfall?
No.
Alright.
Technically, what we're seeing right here is actually...
Yes.
Yeah. No.
So what we really should have done
like...
is made it from right.
It's a weird penis.
Alright, you guys can see. I guess Oyla can see up ahead of him. Another door.
Possibly a locked door from the sounds of it.
I fly up to it.
I.
Knock.
I go beyond my last perception.
So you're not getting in here. That's what you hear through the other side of the door.
Okay, quiet.
With a jeweler.
Detect evil.
They can hear you.
Detect evil.
You can. This guy seems definitely.
So we did,
do I detect the guy that I smited?
No.
Okay.
We did not detect any
guys,
traps, correct?
There's evil people.
So
maybe somebody should.
I'm assuming you're moving up.
Tyler, come on.
I'm going to try to open the door. Is it locked?
Yes.
I'm going to sense a trap on the door.
Okay.
Hey!
There are no traps.
Now roll a one for
yeah,
disable.
Now I'm going to try and pick the lock.
Okay.
Hey.
18.
Not enough.
Not enough to pick the lock?
Nope.
Pick
18 plus your thief level?
Yeah, did you add that in?
That'd be 20 then.
That's my thief level.
Or was it?
Two.
Oh, the level I am? I'm a rogue, not a thief. It's 20.
You can hear the lock pop, and the door is now open.
All right.
That you think.
Let's go in there.
I walk
okay,
in first.
I'm going to step back.
You came in?
I walked in. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, I have to open the door first. I opened the door. I just
no, you just walked
since
it's
open.
I'm behind him.
He unlocked.
I just walked into the door.
Okay. I still got my crossbow ready.
All right, you hear a whistling. Past your head, sort of, and a crossbow bolt embeds into the door right behind you. And you do not see the direction it came from.
I grab the crossbow bolt and I'll throw it to Ulma.
You are you behind the door? Or you
no, I went in right behind him.
Okay.
Okay, so what do I see in this room?
I drop it.
Give me a perception check.
Then I pick it.
I mean, can I even see if it's a room or am I just.
You can see it's a room.
Okay.
But
you,
I not
you are in outer space.
You still don't see your attacker.
Okay, but...
Until that winds up a bit here. And there starts to be...
Sorry. Not
some,
you touching Dave.
You notice that there's like some larger boulders here?
Are they hiding behind those, possibly?
Warts?
Man, I want to get off this dick.
Sounds stealthy.
How big
I
are these
always
boulders?
Stealthy.
Like, how tall are they?
And I can move.
About 3 feet.
About roughly 4 feet in height.
So with my 25 stealth that I'm still in, I'm going to come in the room over here.
Am I still able to move? Or are we
combat
now?
No, we're not in combat.
I could do a ghost sound.
Alright, you hear another whistling past your head. This is a miss, of course.
I run and jump behind this boulder, crouch behind it for cover.
Or something equivalent.
See, this is my hiding spot.
Okay. You don't hear anything?
I'll go up to this one, and I'm going to crouch. And then I want to, like, poke my head up and see if there's anybody over there.
Although you shot nearly hit you. This guy's a terrible shot.
Whoa!
Do I see anybody on the other side?
No,
okay. Then I'll go to this one.
Okay.
And there, who's over there?
All right. Whoa!
And if I see somebody, I want to, like, bump
them. Oh, my God. All right, you have a guy who tries to stab you in the face and misses. Right there, big head, giant wings, misses.
Where's he at?
He's right in front of you. It's roll initiative, please.
Oh, I want to, like, I don't get, do I get a, well, I guess I'm not surprised.
No, he saw it. He almost first.
Ba-na-na-na.
Ba-na-na-ba-ba.
You complete me.
Okay.
It was slightly gay response.
What did you say, K or gay?
Both.
Alright.
Eight. Snorlax has eight.
Snorlax has
eight. What happened, guys?
Omo
really
has an 18.
Dang. Oila?
Three.
You're in shock, someone tried to stab you.
It's like, whoa.
13.
Wait,
14.
Guys. I just had life changing, man. I don't know if I want to do the fire stuff anymore.
Sorry, should we roll okay? Alright, is Olmo at the top. This guy will not be going for a while.
Where is he? Like, can you put
Do
a
I even know what's going
there?
On? I just kinda
you technically
in.
Don't.
Yeah,
you
sorry. I just kind of walked in and something was like winged by my head.
Somebody tried to stab me in the head and I can't
Oila
see
Oila is the only one who's aware of this guy's current location.
I'm going to take some of those rocks I grabbed earlier. Cast light on them and throw them out there so I can actually see what the fuck's going on.
Okay. You can kind of now see there is there seems to be a human who is behind here.
Hey, yeah, man. Let me wave at you.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Like,
hey.
I see you.
Okay, is that, did you already move? Do you want to move?
What's your HP?
Okay.
Really? It's higher than mine.
Dang.
So you get for roll off.
Alright, and then... Damn it. Just having a malfunction here. Okay, I know you rolled a 3.
Yep.
13.
13, so you're next, sorry.
Two. Does smite work? Wait, I can't do that.
There.
Time needs to go back.
One, three, four, five. I think I did that right.
I think so.
I'm so bad at this. I'm gonna try and hit him. He can't. He doesn't notice me, does he?
No.
Okay.
But you know you're not getting
that
bonus,
stealth
right?
thing that you did, right?
Why not?
Mm-hmm.
Because he's
he did.
Oh wait, sorry. No, you're right.
So, go ahead.
Give me your extra d6 then.
If I hit him.
Of course you will. Dagger flies back in your face and you die. Guy's always back. I don't understand one.
I think it's a hit. It's going to be 18 plus a 3 for 21.
What weapon do you have?
That is a hit.
Fat footed bitch.
Yeah. No problems there.
For a total of 7 plus. Well, it's a 10 pull.
He is very hurt after that. He's like, "What? Where did you come from? Oh, my liver!"
Do you have your strengths in both of them?
I don't think so.
No, you get one.
No, just just one.
I don't.
I'm almost positive.
Yeah, it's just
one.
Total.
I don't have
that. All right, Snorlax.
What are you doing?
So sleepy.
I can almost fit this whole thing in my mouth, guy.
So sleepy.
Oh, hey, I'm playing Pathfinder. Weird.
Where am I? Funny.
Zeros just most did all your like heavy lifting, buddy. You can, in fact, you can just leave. Like,
I'm gonna, I made a bunch of lights so you guys can see better. Thank you.
Yeah.
I attack him with my warhammer.
I don't think you can hit him from right there.
What?
Nah, that's fine. My
I
poor,
go.
Sorry, I don't mean to lean into the mic. My poor drawing. Yeah, go ahead.
My poor drawing. 18.
What does he miss?
Ooh.
Oh, did you say 18?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Sorry.
That's good. Yeah, I just.
Yeah.
I heard 13 for some reason.
Oh, okay. I was just sleepy.
Yeah, yeah, it's
contagious.
Yeah, you can hurt him if you want.
Sorry, I forgot.
It's totally up to you.
Yeah.
I read my spell book to him.
I bore him to sleep.
It's the pyramid, or the diamond?
9.
He's dead.
Yay.
He died.
Do you have any information for us?
I'm dying.
Oh, my blood.
All right. What's the catchphrase?
Gotta catch them all.
No, it's the thing you say every time we're out of combat and people are dead.
I'll search the body.
Thank you, Olmo.
Oh, fuck. That's awesome.
Hey, guys. Nice work. I'll go ahead and liberate some of this guy's stuff.
You find a light crossbow.
Are you keeping track?
No.
You got a light crossbow.
Light crossbow?
17 crossbow bolts.
Ooh,
do I have those?
You may
you know
have
what?
Those.
Yes, you can. David's feeling himself.
Okay, light crossbow.
I have a weird pain here.
That's
your
lung,
sleeve.
Isn't it?
That's your hot. That's
don't start coughing and laughing.
Light crossbow. Okay.
Get 30 gold pieces on him.
30 gold.
Is that what you said?
You said
yep.
Platinum.
No. Definitely did not say PP. Platinum.
Well, we
that's
know you
platinum
want
points.
It too.
And he had a great axe. Boring old
man. This axe, man, is great.
You should have seen that guy. He had a great axe.
It was
all too big for me.
It was pretty big.
I'll help in your situation.
What situation?
And that's it for him. You guys can poke his body with a stick if you want.
Pee in his mouth.
Pee in his mouth. I'm sure Shallon would love that.
She did.
Urine sure is beautiful.
All right, let's go.
All right, fine. I romantically pee in his mouth.
Ooh.
Why are we peeing each other's mouth?
Each other's
because
you're
sitting there.
Oh,
the dead person.
Because you're sitting there mouthing that bottle, and it made me think of it. Deep throat.
Mouthing the bottle.
Sorry, deep throat.
Right, let's keep going. Do you need to draw
like.
This map?
Yeah, I suppose I should. Just to
they like it when you
bring
do
it back to like, the center.
But to them.
I remember that one time you got fired from the Shinjin.
Really? How that?
No, they never rehired me.
Oh, they didn't they?
Didn't that happen to Trent too?
They never rehired me.
What happened?
What'd you get fired for?
For stealing tips. All that it took for them to fire me was a waitress went up to he's stealing my tip. I saw him, and I'm like, no, I wasn't. I went like this and moved him across the table so I could do my job.
Great detective work.
And then I got fired. And then I was on the schedule, and Eric's like, hey, you're on the schedule. I'm like, all right, I guess I'm coming to work.
And you just came in?
Yeah.
They didn't say anything?
No.
Jeff
called me, and when I was fired, he's like, yeah, I mean, I'd like to believe that everybody's honest, you know, because I got so many employees underneath me, but, you know, I guess I'll call you back. I'll let you know what's going on. He never called me back. Like, you know, I just came back to work.
That's awesome. And they just kept
putting you
on the schedule?
Yeah, they just acted like I was never fired.
Yeah,
no one did.
This has been the getting to know a player better.
Getting to know your players. We are real people, not just nerds.
All right.
Why do we have an extra guy in our party?
That's the dead guy.
Yeah, he's alive. He's fine.
You guys beat me. I'm on your friends. I'm on your team now.
Yeah. It's like you caught him. You captured him. Anyway.
Gotta catch him.
All right. You guys can see without any perception checks, the hallway continues down. Alright, he's gonna give me another. And,
I'll back that up.
Yeah. Use a fine woman. Back that ass up.
21.
Girl, who is he playing with? Back that ass up.
Alright,
you can notice on the left side that there's a. There's, once again, another one of those doors. Pesky doors you guys keep seeing him running in. But
yeah.
Then also, it just continues down.
Protect evil.
Stop! I'm just kidding.
Protect evil.
You do not detect anything.
Cool. Come open this.
I would like to do.
No. Let's do something else first.
Yeah.
I want to listen at the door.
There you go.
And I'm going to detect his listening.
Teen.
You can. I'm assuming you're pressing like your ear against the door. Okay.
Ooh,
you can kind of hear. You can kind of hear. It is actually cold. And
bird.
Does anyone have a cup on them? Grab one of your cups.
I do have a cup.
So
you want
to
use a mug?
Better.
No, I'm fine.
Plus three to listen.
So we're not handing off mugs or anything?
No, I'm already listening.
Do you have a can with a string? Two cans and a string? Maybe that'll help. You can hear water running a little louder than you could previously.
Someone's going to the bathroom.
And your ear has frostbite.
It's cold too. I think my ear's stuck in the door.
I licked it.
Guys.
Pour beer on it.
I just came, guys.
Alright.
It sounds like
so,
there's like
water.
Sorry,
sorry to open it.
Sounds like we're all going to water or something. Kind of cold back there. Kind of
do.
Chill.
Watch them try to open
Snorlax?
It.
Oh, you're going to relax?
Zeros.
You're more of a relaxer.
Yeah, I'll go open.
These guys are go-getters. You're more of a relaxer.
First, I'm going to try the handle. And if it opens, I'm going to shove them
like
away.
It.
If it's locked, I pick it.
Give me a roll. Just kidding. It doesn't move. Door handle's locked.
Okay, I'll pick it.
Sitting back there?
You're going to pick it from a distance? Is this your ranged pick?
27.
You hear it pop open just like all the other ones.
The door disintegrates.
27.
It falls on you.
Alright, and then I whisper, because I'm a stealth.
What is your stealth roll?
Oh, I got to re-roll after combat?
Yes. Well, that guy saw you, finally. After
the dagger.
That's seven.
Oh, where'd you come from?
Nat 20.
You crit stealth. Nobody can see you.
You just disappeared.
Where'd he go?
I'm not even sure someone was there to begin with.
There's not even any footprints.
All right, I open the door.
All right. You push away. Move, invisible.
He just opens
it. Thing.
He did not go into it. Let's open, then look.
Door swings open. You can hear water get even louder.
Ooh.
And there's kind of a long hallway. Well, not very long. And it once again sort of trips off.
Uh-huh. To me, it splits.
To the left, yeah.
Well, do we want to go in that way or go down?
Let's split up.
Oh.
Me and Cyrus will go this way.
Nope.
I know what happens here.
All right, I'm going to do a perception check. 13.
Okay. You can hear the water roaring. You still smell bodies. And other than that, besides bits and coral illuminating the area a little bit, that's all you can hear.
Perceive traps.
19.
Ooh, yeah. Good job, buddy. You see a pressure plate. Very similar to what happened before. And you can notice, once again, one of those strange things.
Can't we just say, well, can you just go to the slit and take the dart out?
Yeah.
You can try.
I'm just going to crawl again and set it off.
There you go.
I love you, pressure plate.
You gonna kiss it?
Yeah.
Okay, because the arrow comes from above.
Ah!
Ooh, right in the clay.
Love hurts. Anyway. Yeah, the dart, you hear that sound?
Yep.
Sleepy time sound? You hear the
sound guy.
Yeah, come on. What's that guy's name? Michael something?
Michael Winslow?
Winslow. Come on, Winslow.
I just did it.
Alright.
There's two arrows.
Apparently.
No, one was the shooting. I thought one was the hitting.
No,
the other one was oily kissing.
Kissing the pressure plate.
Yeah. So, all right, you got a dart.
No pressure,
I take the
baby.
Dart.
No pressure.
Well,
stand
up.
Take
it. Stand
and pick the dart. Loving the darts.
I got seven.
You can craft a board if you want. You guys can play game 21. What is that game? What is it?
Cricket.
Cricket, that works, yeah. What's the one where you count down from like 300 or 500? 500 is what it's called.
I don't know. Cricket's where you add points, right?
Cricket.
I remember.
Anyway, who cares?
Dart talk.
Don't care.
All right. So what are we doing? Do we want to keep going on this way? Or?
Well, you're already making out with a pressure plate. You can't stop halfway.
All right.
At least get to third base.
Anybody else coming?
I'm coming along.
What they were up to? I follow.
Remember when I told you on the phone that I bet
they're just talking apparently.
You know when you
tell me that? On the phone? Did you
want to do more perception checks? Okay.
I didn't go
the first
time.
20.
I'll go look down the hall.
You're going to look down there?
And do a perception check.
And you're perceiving from back there?
Do you feel
no,
so
not, she not, she didn't
making out with the pressure plate.
Right.
You can see the, like, the moisture from where his lips were on the plate.
He's a guy to blow.
True.
Somebody catch on fire quick.
Yeah. Alright.
What are we doing?
Huh?
What are we playing?
You were playing Pathfinder, they're playing Whisper.
Why not?
At the end of this hallway here,
I opened another door.
Notice that
yeah,
it seems to like a staircase, sort of like the beginning of a staircase appears, and it sort of seems to descend like downwards. And you're like maybe a spiral.
Okay, I detect traps down the hall. 18.
Why am I here?
Once again, another pressure plate.
You're backstabbing.
You don't open lock.
You want to kiss the pressure plate?
Nothing happens. It wants tongue.
Oh, well, guys, there's some stairs up here.
Okay.
You want to keep going?
Dart flies out.
Go down the right. steps.
I stand up and take the dart.
We do got to make a group decision here. Are we going to go down
you're,
the steps
you're
or check
overweight
out the floor
now.
Around?
You got to get rid of some of those darts.
How heavy are they?
50 pounds
of people. I'm made of titanium.
What do you want to do, Snorlax? What do you want to fucking do? Seriously, let me know.
We'll do whatever you decide
yeah.
right now.
What do you want to do? I just want to run down the stairs.
I don't know. I run up
to
whatever.
He
runs
hey, buddy!
You're on the drugs.
Hey, I'm here! Blistering speed, and he stops. I'll do whatever you want to do.
Right, let's go down the stairs.
You guys all want to go downstairs?
I'll go downstairs.
I'll do a perception check down the stairs.
Okay, start coming up to the
stairs. I'd be more keen to cover our backside, but if we want to go downstairs, I guess
we got Cirrus back there.
I always like checking out the floor we're on first before.
That's what I'm
great backside.
All right, we can do that.
Yeah, let's finish the floor we're on.
It's like
small
and firm.
That's
short.
So,
I'm going to
come back out to the hallway.
Shiny.
I'm
going to
go here and do a perception for traps.
Okay. You see nothing.
I'm going to go to...
Hang on. I got 17.
Good God.
We're going to split up.
That's good. There's no traps.
Okay.
What you can see is that the room opens up a little bit, and you begin to see a light source that does not look like the corals that you've been seeing.
Since I'm stealthing, I don't want to shout. I walk back and whisper. God, come.
I want to go downstairs.
Okay.
No, I don't.
You guys are going back
out. I move back out, too.
Yeah.
I see a glow. I want to see the glow.
Ooh, shiny.
I
want to
be the guy.
Did you play that?
A minute?
Fucking hard.
What game?
I want to be the guy. It's like one of the hardest games ever.
What do you do?
You try not to die,
really
which
fun.
Is impossible.
Try to be
I
the
guy.
It's just like a platformer.
What's inside
the levels? Yeah, it's 2D platformer.
Yeah, and then like you'd hit
there's just like invisible... flooring, there's spikes for no reason. There's just, it's incredibly hard. It's beatable, but it's super hard.
I get a 20 for my perception. Singing at my fist.
Start to see.
I get a 10.
I want some jewels.
Some jewels.
Jewels.
Does he also sell coral? We can make a lot of money in this place.
I want some coral.
Coral.
There you go.
Thanks.
Yeah, you
coral.
Can see the flickering of what you think is probably torches of some sort. You can actually hear
what?
A little bit of whispering.
Torches. I'm stupid.
Can
we
I tell what kind of lady?
We have an ever-burning torch, don't we? We probably should be using that.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, I think you guys got two of them.
I don't think I took one, but...
Okay.
Well,
I don't fucking need them. You're a bard.
I don't think Cirrus wants to use them.
You got plenty.
Not.
Right, can I make out what the whispers are?
Yeah, give me a roll.
You make out with the whispers?
Yeah, can I make out with the whispers? It's a 7.
You can't. You can vaguely make out that they sound, it sounds common, but you're not quite sure.
I'll try to do it as well. 23. This night, listen. Listen
yeah,
up.
You can make it out pretty well.
Making out.
You hear, you hear smooching. a lot of saliva. You can tell these guys are new.
These guys
this,
are,
and
these guys are making out with pressure plates out here, guys. Watch out.
They can't wait for the guy with the wings to join. You can catch what sounds like the beginning of a conversation of like, oh, what is going on? Why is Cinderbrand on such a rampage? He's like, I don't know. He's killed like everybody. He's so mad.
Cinderbrand.
I want to detect evil.
Cinderbrandburn.
Cinderblock.
Okay, you won't. If you're trying to detect them, you won't. They're too far away.
I'm here now.
Oh, you're here there. Okay. Sorry, there's like
minis
everywhere.
Bird plate's fun.
Mini minis.
Okay. Okay,
Hmm?
like, where's Yank? And he's like, he's back there with him. I don't know, I haven't heard any screams yet.
Yeah,
let's go down the stairs.
Hmm? I'm starting to hear when they're quiet.
Can you hear that around the corner?
I'm gonna.
I move up. Buy his first some support right next to
you. Start massaging right. Your shoulders. Listen, this is good.
Olmo hears, they're like, someone's coming. And then the whisper stops.
I want to go into stealth.
And I grinned the single. It wasn't.
16.
I critted, so.
You think you're sneaky?
I'm gonna. Oh no! And I get a +2 because it's in the dark, so it's 18. So I want to fly around and see if I can see anybody.
Okay.
I'm just gonna come up to here.
I think I'll try stealth as well.
27.
Jesus.
I think your character's broken.
Yeah. Well, he can't fight for anything.
I sure can't. That's what evens me out. Because I have a 6 strength. I can barely carry anything. And when I hit guys, they gain hit points.
Okay.
Will you hit me?
Yeah, just go around punching us the whole time.
Thanks, Bard.
Let's see.
I'm really going to angry at you. Oh, man.
Don't sing at me, just punch me.
You can see, Oyla can tell that there's this very large humanoid form that seems to be stationary. It's lit up just a little bit by the torches that you finally are able to see.
It's a living thing.
I think it's a statue.
And but what's odd is that it seems like it possibly has 4 heads.
It's not moving though.
Oyla,
is it moving?
He sees it.
No, it doesn't appear to be moving.
Can see it. Okay.
Can I see the people that were speaking?
No, you don't see anything.
Alright. Still being a little sneaky. Avoiding the lights.
What was your roll again? I'm sorry.
18.
18? Okay.
Should I even come up with you guys? Because I'm not stealthy.
We're
going to 28
altogether.
You should. Okay.
Maybe be on the precipice of.
I'll stay back here, I'm stealthy as fuck anyway, so I don't care.
And I want to do knowledge religion on the statue. Is it a statue?
Yep.
Okay. I want to do knowledge religion.
Okay.
That's a 23.
Okay. You believe what it looks like to be an altar to Norgorber. There are 4 heads at the top, each with what looks like a mask, and all 4 of them have different sort of emotions on the faces of the masks. There's
happy?
Yeah, there's happy, there's sad, there's
mad?
What looks like angry.
What about
what's the last one?
Yellow bit.
And then there's one of Snorlax, and it just says like dead.
Melancholy. Is there a melancholy?
Yep, melancholy. Melancholy's up there. The Smashing Pumpkins album is up there too.
Oh, yeah.
It's just hanging to infinite sadness.
And can I see the people that were talking yet?
Can I cast Detect Magic? My 0 level spell.
I moved up. What else can I see?
Do I detect magic?
No, you don't.
I bet I can detect evil and find something.
You're not magic.
Well, you detect David, of course. Oil. Yeah, Sirius has got an extra special bit of magic about him.
What is his dream?
Snorlax is sleep.
I'm sleepy, and I hate Gary.
Sleep magic. I miss you, Professor.
Can I do I'm going to do a perception check with the trap.
Sense so you're looking for traps?
I am.
Okay.
Specifically looking for any traps.
Nope.
Save as can be.
Is there a ground here?
Oh, it is a.
Is this the ceiling?
What's the statue made out of?
It looks like wood.
The mask?
Okay, I want to take one of the torches and then light statue on fire.
What kind of wood?
Cedar.
Smell if you're gonna touch it on fire.
Wood from trees.
Oh, those. Yeah.
Would you like to move up further so you can join?
No, I'm not stealthy. I'm gonna set something off.
There's no.
Okay,
there's
I'm gonna move up.
As far as my roll of 10 says, there's no traps. Oh, 10.
I want to light the statue on fire.
I'm talking about being too loud.
Okay.
More loud.
Because it's an abomination to an evil lord.
In a good way.
Alright.
Are the masks removable?
You should try.
You should detect right. magic.
I just want to look.
Well, it's on fire now, apparently.
Oh. Well, I'll try to remove the mask first.
Oh, so you're going to reach your hands.
No, I fly up. And I...
Alright. Burn first, ask questions later. Gotcha.
Can I just, like, perceive around it, or did they...
Yeah, yeah. No, no one else is. No one's done a perception check at all.
I want to do a perception check.
Thank you.
24.
24. Okay, yeah, the masks...
Nice skills.
The masks,
nothing else but
skills. The masks do look removable, at least they did before they were lit on fire.
Hey, guys, those masks worth, like, 5,000... Oh! Karma points.
What are they made out of? Do they not burn?
You fire. Notice over here... that there appears to be a corpse.
Did you remove it?
Just
a buffet of butter and biscuits.
Delicious.
You notice over here in the behind the statue a little ways, about 20 feet, leaning against the wall, there's a corpse whose throat has been slit and the eyes have been dug out. There's a trail of blood.
Is there any way
from the statue to the corpse?
Is there any way out of this room? Or is it a dead end?
Like
yes.
Fresh?
The tunnel?
Like today? Not
okay.
The
torches, by the way, were at the foot of the statue. And the tunnel continues on with its glowy coral goodness.
So there's no smoke from lighting the statue on fire?
No, it's definitely starting to catch fire.
Okay.
We probably can't get the mask now, right?
No, it's at east. I'll just start at the foot, so if you guys want to go ahead and
fly up and grab the masks.
Okay. They come off pretty easily. They don't appear to be made of anything other than wood. You notice that the mask that has a maniacal, sort of happy-looking face has blood all over it, and it seems to stream downwards across the face and maybe perhaps link into this... link into that body.
Is that fire thing actually going to happen? Because I want to do something else.
I guess we can make it not...
Why not? What are you going to do?
Set it on fire.
I was going to do a perception check specifically focused on the statue to see if I could see if there's like some kind of mechanism associated with it. Like if you would put the mask in a certain order, a secret passage would open up or something. Is my line of thought.
You can give me a perception check with that, but the statue seems mobile. As if it can be carried around easily.
So why is he rolling? You're just going to tell him.
Well, there's more information.
Oh.
Because it's made of wood, and obviously this is not a...
Perception?
Tree. Happy tree place.
That would be a 27.
Does it have wheels on it, or why is it so easy to move?
You guys are like, look at all this stuff in this cave, guys. Look at all this stuff.
Shut up. I want to do KO. Well, at the bottom of the statue, near its feet, there are... bits and pieces of sort of debris. It looks like there's 4 gold pieces.
Offering.
And 2 pieces of lapis lazuli that you can tell.
Guys, before you get all pitchforky here.
Yeah. Before you start burning shit down.
Here, I'll start throwing it. 4 coins.
No, don't pick it up.
You don't want the money?
No, you're going to pick it up and then a big ball's going to come after you like Indiana Jones.
You guys are in the way,
sorry. I'll investigate the dead bodies.
Okay.
It's only one.
That
was 4 gold coins?
4 gold coins and 2 lapis lazuli.
And one of the lapis lazuli
was also covered for color. So.
Yeah, Minecraft, gotcha. Have you seen the sheep, by the way? I colored them.
You just told me about it.
They mentioned that a lot.
On the way here.
Seen the sheep?
Yes.
They mentioned lapis lazuli a lot in Gilgamesh.
Yeah, that's Gilgamesh. Those Sumerians.
Oh, wait a minute.
What am I rolling?
I don't know. What do you want to roll for?
I want to
investigate
that. I want to see what's up
I'm
with
rolling
that.
For money.
Gilgamesh, Joshua, 6th arm guy in Final Fantasy series.
Yeah, he has a lot of swords.
6 of them?
So you're not going to roll anymore?
What am I rolling for?
I don't know.
I'm just wanting to see what's up with his body.
Okay. Go ahead and just give me
a up, dead guy, what's up?
12.
Dead?
Okay.
Sure.
Wait, no, we're in the dark. 13.
She's dead.
Or 14. I'm
sorry. Is it a girl? Yeah, it's a female. she isn't wearing any clothing. She's completely naked.
Is she hot?
Can
I roll to take pictures?
Give me a... No. Olmo gets right up in there, though. Oh, yeah, she's hot, all right.
Oh, she's a hot one. Yep, look at it. Look at that.
Is it breezeway?
Can I perceive how hot she really
no.
is? How old is that?
12?
15?
15? What would I add that to? Like
perception?
Your
strength.
Charisma.
Yeah, your strength.
You're
intimidate.
I want to intimidate
her.
Is she hot?
Listen up, you dead body. I'm going to get some answers, and I'm going to get them now.
Intimidate it.
It, the body just sort of stares like this.
I just want to... I want to nudge
without
it.
Eyes.
Without eyes.
I want to push it over.
You're sure? All right.
See if there's anything underneath there.
So. No, just, dry blood.
Hopefully.
Yeah, she's
you can have at her. I don't think she'll put up a fight.
Yeah, what's
they
your alignment
again? Have to
mung
her.
Mung. I just said mung, though. Pretty to pay up top.
Good God. So what are you guys doing now that you've just
scouted
three times?
So does that statue, is it worth anything?
Slattery.
The statue, I don't think so, but the lapis lazuli will probably cost, I've got... Met your friend at the jewel place. Probably will buy those.
Oh my God! I'd rather just leave it here.
But I don't go talk to him. It didn't bother me.
All right. So if we're done with the statue, can I set?
Do you have any dead bodies?
Can I set this?
I've got plenty of jewels, but zero dead bodies
and no fake eyes.
Okay.
Are we done with the statue?
Yeah, burn it.
Are you guys done with it?
All right, I burn it.
We're not gonna move it. He just said it was mobile.
What are you gonna do with an evil?
Push
it with us.
Oh, yeah, push it down the hall with us.
And
then make a scary noise. Oh, I can do my...
Oh, wait, can we get inside of it and, like, each of our heads will be one of the heads? And then we'll be like, I am Nordborg.
You're just going to be like a Trojan horse.
Yeah, like, convince them that we're the god, and then, like, they'll be... Can we do
that? It'll be awesome because all four of us will be inside of it, so we can't move it, so we'll be stuck in this one spot until someone comes back.
Are there wheels on it?
All four of you can... No, it doesn't have wheels. It's just, like, it doesn't belong there, basically.
All right.
I know you guys are going to do that. You can give me a bluff check for, like, 100.
All right.
Hey, pee break, edit this out.
Hey, thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. For more information, please visit our website at adventuresinpathfinding.blogspot.com. You can leave comments, tell us how cool we are, and keep up to date with new episodes. Thanks.